From the WGXC newsroom, this is the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 20th, 2014. Here are some of the stories that made the news January 17th through January 20th. Celebrations of the life and work of the Reverend Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. were held in both Catskill and Hudson this weekend. On Saturday, January 18th, more than 50 people participated in a candlelight march for peace and justice from St. Luke's Episcopal Church in Catskill to the front steps of the Greene County Courthouse, followed by a ceremony at the Second Baptist Church. Catskill Central School District Superintendent Kathleen Farrell was the keynote speaker. The Hudson Interfaith Council's annual event drew a capacity crowd at Shiloh Baptist Church Sunday, January 19th. The evening featured music from the Shiloh and Hudson High School choirs. The Reverend Janet Johnson of Payne AME Church in Chatham provided that event's keynote address. The Daily Freeman reported Acting County Legislature Chairman Kevin Lewis was injured in a motor vehicle accident Thursday, January 16th. He was hospitalized with non-life-threatening injuries, according to County Administrator Sean Groden. Lewis, a resident of Greenville, was transported to Albany Medical Center following the accident. He was a passenger in a septic service truck that overturned at the intersection of Route 23 and Bross Street after a collision with the passenger vehicle. The investigation into the accident is continuing. Diane Valden reported in the Columbia paper, the town of Copaic is considering a draft local law to allow and regulate slaughterhouses. The town board will hold a public hearing on the new law at a special meeting Thursday, January 23rd. The potential amendment to the town zoning code came about at the request of the owners and operators of Pegaso Farm. The farm raises a variety of animals for meat, including chickens, pigs, cattle, lambs, and turkeys. Pegaso currently ships the animals and poultry to an off-site slaughterhouse for processing. Pegaso wants to process 2,800 chickens and 40 turkeys per year at the farm. Under the proposed law, the processing facility must be located on the same premises as the farm. John Mason reported in the Register Star, Hudson Ferry Street Bridge recently had its weight limit downgraded from 5 tons to 3 tons by the New York State Department of Transportation. Public Works Commissioner Robert Perry said most passenger vehicles will still qualify under the new limit, but loaded trucks and vehicles pulling trailers will now have to use the Broad Street entrance to access Henry Hudson Waterfront Park. The bridge, built in 1905, is in the process of being sold to Amtrak by CSX. According to the DOT report, the structure has suffered significant deterioration over its lifetime. Mayor William H. Hallenbeck Jr. said the city is willing to seek out funds to fix and or replace the bridge. He also told the paper the city is currently negotiating with Amtrak to purchase the bridge. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting in the Times Union, Region 4 of the Creative Problem-Solving Student Competition Odyssey of the Mind is in need of more than 60 judges for the tournaments among schools from Greene, Columbia, and Rensselaer counties. Judges must be 18 or older and will be required to attend a training session on January 25th or February 5th. The competition will be held Saturday, March 8th on the campus of the Rensselaer City School District. For information, contact Arlene Sampson at asampson@questar.org or 479-6843. Taking a look at the weather forecast for Greene and Columbia counties, today there's a chance of rain and snow showers before 4 p.m., then a chance of snow showers, mostly cloudy with a high near 38. The chance of precipitation is 30%. Monday night, there's a slight chance of snow showers before 9 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 9. Wind chill values as low as negative 2 degrees. The chance of precipitation is 20%. Tuesday, there's a chance of snow mainly after 4 p.m., mostly cloudy with a high near 15, wind chill values as low as negative 3 degrees. Tuesday night, there's a chance of snow mainly before 11 p.m., mostly cloudy with a low around 4, and wind chill values as low as negative 12 degrees. Wednesday will be mostly sunny with a high near 14. Wednesday night, mostly cloudy with a low around 6 degrees. Thursday will be mostly cloudy with a high near 19, and Thursday night partly cloudy with a low around 6 degrees. Sunrise today was at 7:20 a.m. and sunset today is at 4:51 p.m. with the length of the day being 9 hours and 31 minutes. This has been the WGXC Hands-On Radio Daily News and Weather Report for Monday, January 20th, 2014. From the WGXC Newsroom, I'm Katie Donnelly. Have a great day.